from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, and it is the Mac Man. Jody Mac in for John today. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Of course, following up on a Phillies loss last night, really aggravating in a lot of ways. Now, you can't get on Zach Wheeler much because he's been so good in so many big games, and he wasn't bad yesterday. But the bats were bad. Alvarado was a disaster, and the Phillies now are behind the Dodgers and tied with the Brewers. I mean, this is not ideal, I got to tell you. Now, Atlanta's still in it. That's not my main concern, but the other teams really do. The whole thing bothers me. Look, we'll get to that. We'll do a lot on the Eagles today. We'll talk to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. later in the program, Ross Tucker later in the program. Of course, the Eagles with another practice today as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. Our broadcast brought to us by Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. Eagles with another game, preseason variety coming up in just a few days. Then the real deal, the regular season, 16 days from now, Eagles and Packers in Brazil. Look, you can join us certainly today on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Mac Mann.
Joe DeCamera, did you get out and put ice down on your front walk so Amy doesn't get hurt?
I got to
tell
you,
when she leaves this morning.
It's
holy mackerel.
Right?
When did winter arrive and not tell us ahead of time?
Football weather.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't want it yet.
I know it feels a little weird.
It feels a lot weird. I don't like it. I mean, let me look at the old. I got to. This is where I got to hit the August 21. I had to hit the phone to find out the date. August 21. Why so cold, Mac, man?
I don't know, but I'm an idiot. I come out. I've only got a golf shirt on. You at least were smart enough to put on long sleeves. I wasn't. What can I tell you? I'm a dope, and I'm going to complain about the fact that I'm a dope.
All right, so, Jody, you do know this. I mean, I think we've known each other long enough that I know this. Even if you had bundled up today, you're still an idiot.
That's a good point. Yeah, you just might be onto something.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page. All right, so hello to all, and welcome to Wednesday, and welcome to a baseball season that has gotten a little uncomfortable. So I want to hear from everyone today on the Phils. I mean, we're going to get to the Eagles big time. But let's start Phillies after last night, the start of that series with the Braves. So, look, here's where I'm at. This thing is getting, to me, worrisome. And I'm curious how concerned you are at 215-592-9494. Now, let me be clear. I'm still not worried about the division. I could get there. I might get there in the next couple days. But I'm not worried about the division yet. I am primarily worried about a quick playoff exit. That's my primary worry. A quick playoff exit. Now, let's dissect last night's game. Last night's game, two main problems. Main problem number one, and it was the main problem, the bats didn't hit. Main problem number two, well, second problem number two, if you will, Alvarado was a disaster. And in the end, it wouldn't have mattered if he gave up zero runs or 77 runs, or as he actually gave up only one. They weren't winning the game anyway because they didn't score in the ninth inning. It's an October problem. It's an August problem. It's probably going to be a September problem. So you got the Alvarado issue. And here's the way I look at this whole thing. The Phillies, ladies and gentlemen, are playing with fire. They're playing with fire. And they're playing with fire, really, when it relates to that best of three in the first round. Because if you're just waking up to it, here's the facts. The Dodgers passed the Phillies last night. The Brewers tied the Phillies. So, you know, two teams get a bye. We don't normally use that term in baseball, but that's what it is. It's a bye. You get a bye. The Phillies right now are dangerously on the edge to having to play in the first round in that best of three. And I know the last 2 years, the Phillies won both of them comfortably. Game one, win. Game two, win. The next year, game one, win. Game two, win. But I'm telling you guys, you're playing with fire if you're in that round. By the way, they're playing with fire as a team, even if they stay above Milwaukee and get that advancement right to the second round, because they're playing baseball that isn't crisp and to a large extent has not been for 2 months. Now, I know there was the four-game winning streak as recently as, you know, into the weekend, but this whole thing to me sizes up as something that for me, and I got to imagine for many of us, has become pretty uncomfortable. Look, we'll hear your thoughts at 215-592-9494. MacMan, where do you stand?
They didn't hit last night, and you're going to have that happen. And Alvarado's pretty the Braves starter,
yep.
Lopez, having a nice year, kind of a funky year. Got off to this great start. He was a legit Cy Young candidate for the first 2 months of the season. Then he got hurt, came back, didn't come back at the same exact level. He was damn good last night. He had him swinging at balls out of the strike zone. When your top of the order goes 0-for-12, who the hell are you going to beat?
Yeah.
When Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper go 0-for-12, you're not going to beat anybody. So it was a bad night, and I'm going to once again be the guy who says, let's step back and take the 2000 look view. Did you pick the Phillies to win 100 games before the year started?
No, I picked 90-something.
Okay, well, they're still on pace to win 90-something.
Do you
right?
like the way they're trending?
No, they're in a little bit of a funk. But
a little bit. It's been 2 months.
A little bit of a funk. They're like you just said, we're 2 days removed from them winning four in a row.
I know.
You just look past those four games.
But it didn't happen. But
they didn't count. The four in a row that they won didn't count.
They counted. Here's the other thing, though. And it's ironic as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex where the Eagles are gearing up for 2024. It's how the 2023 Eagles ended. I can't be the only person that has that in mind. I mean, look, to your point, Jody, they did win four games, you know, whatever it was, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I guess it was. All right. So the Eagles never really kind of put something together at any point in their slide last year where, you know, and obviously football and baseball,
it's
the games.
Different game, yeah.
Different games. But, I mean, the Phillies did look good for 4 days. They did. And the Eagles never looked good for a month and a half.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Half, because even when the Eagles won that one game
against the Giants,
it was against the Giants and it was ugly. I mean, it was lucky and ugly, and they were just fortunate to play a really bad team, even though the Eagles didn't play a good game. Devin, where are you in the Phillies right now? I mean, what is, because the main question, I guess, amongst other things we're asking today is, what is your level of concern with this baseball team and this baseball season? Again, that goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. Devin, how concerned are you?
Pretty concerned. I mean, there's only so many times we can say they're in a bit of a slump right now because it's now becoming the norm. I know that they won four in a row, but it was against the Nationals, and I hate to be the person that says, oh, well, they haven't beat a good team. The Nationals are not a good team, and that was my worry when they started winning. I think they needed it for morale and to kind of get the bats going again. But now we see, you know, the top of the order went 0 for 12 last night. Bryce Harper's day off, 2 days off, did nothing, clearly. This is not a game that you, or a series that you wanted to start off on a loss. And it just shows me, if they can't show up in a big series like this against the Braves, what can they do to make me believe that they're going to win in the playoffs?
So, Jody, are you not, quote, pretty concerned?
You use the word pretty? No. I'm concerned. I can't just sit here and go, well, they can turn it on and off like a faucet anytime they want. I don't believe that. But pretty concerned? No, I wouldn't use that word.
Someone help me out here. I mean, look, maybe MacMan's right. I mean, maybe it's everyone take a chill pill.
Why aren't you concerned?
Good question.
What gives you optimism? Because right now I'm finding it very hard to find things to make me optimistic about the Phillies going into the playoffs.
Because they're a half a game off the best record in the National League. That's not bad.
Of the way they played earlier in the season.
Well, they all count, right?
In the season. Yeah. I just don't have confidence that they're going
to
get back up.
We fall prey to what happened 20 minutes ago. It seems that way to me, and surely did when they got beat by the, after losing three in a row to the Diamondbacks, and then come home and get beat by the Marlins. Oh, my God, the season is falling apart. Why do we even try? We have no chance whatsoever. This manager can't win a World Series because they lost four games in a row. Then they won four games in a row, and all of a sudden everything was well again, and, oh, this is all right. We're good. We're fine. And now that they've lost two again, yeah, the sky is falling, Chicken Little. I'm not going to overreact.
Yeah, but Jody, here's what I think. Here's what I think you're missing. It's not so much that they're losing; it's what these losses have represented. I mean, first off, let's take Rojas, who last night is far from the biggest issue like on the team. But last night, the first two at bats, five runners on base in his first two at bats.
Yep.
First time he comes up, bases loaded. Okay. Second time, guys, first and second. Okay. So again, and that's like relatively small potatoes. Ranger hasn't done anything good for the Phillies in 2 months. Christopher Sanchez has had one good start, I guess, in the last whatever it's been, four or five. And it was the other day, and it was great, okay? And we'll see him this series. But, you know, so I got that in my mind. Strom and Hoffman clearly have gone backwards. Clearly have gone backwards. And then you do have the Rob Thompson thing. And I'm not going to come down on Rob Thompson as hard as John Johnson did. But I got to tell you, I think he looks foolish still. And even more so on that decision the other day to not hit Harper or Real Muto in the ninth inning, when the Phillies no longer have a lead in the National League, and they are dangerously close to having to play, you know, as you extrapolate this out to October, playing the first round in a freaking best of three. I mean, it's not just the losses. It's what these games and the moments within the games to me represent.
Here's my problem with Rob Thompson last night. And, yes, I would have pinch hit Harper the other day, too. Listening to WIP for the following 30 hours thereafter, it sounded like he should have been fired. Like, let's elevate Caleb Cotham to be the manager because Rob Thompson needs to be gone now, which I think is ludicrous.
I agree.
And I made this point on my show on Monday night. Last week, they lose the four in a row again. The sky is falling. Everything's bad. And I was on WIP after the loss on Monday night, and I said, Rob Thompson needs to do something. He needs to kind of make a statement. And my choice would have been to sit Marsh, because Marsh has done nothing for a lengthy period of time. It was a right-handed pitcher. I said, you're making a statement if you sit Marsh going into tonight's game. He chose not to sit Marsh. Who'd he sit? Trey Turner. His $300 million shortstop, he said, guess what, Trey? You get the night off. You know what Trey Turner did the next 4 days?
What?
10 for 17. NL Player of the Week.
So you applaud that move in hindsight.
So, not in hindsight, as it's happening. You know who else applauded it? No one. No one ever points out when Rob Thompson makes a strategic decision, and it works. Rob Thompson makes a strategic decision, like not hitting Harper, which he should have. Oh, my God, fire his ass. Last night, leaving Alvarado in too long. Get run him out of town, listening to John Johnson on the way in. Sounded like he'd never managed a game before. We are so critical of when a guy makes a mistake. And that's cool. That's part of what Philadelphia is. That's Philadelphia's best.
Yeah.
We like our team. We love our team. We think we know what we're talking about. When we see something wrong, we're going to point it out. But we're ready to run a guy out of town. What annoys the snot out of me is, guy makes a good move. You know what?
No one talks
Nobody
about
says
it.
Anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody says anything. It's a given. The manager is supposed to go 100 for 100. He's never supposed to get anything wrong. When he gets something wrong, get out the laser. But when he gets something right, all right, good job by the team.
All right, look, we'll see where everyone stands. I get Jody's point. Does it resonate with you? And even if it does, though, how concerned are you with the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Big show today. Ross Tucker later. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the 7 o'clock hour. Phone calls heavy early. Your thoughts on the Phils. We'll do some Eagles stuff this hour as well. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. We got Devin here today. Great to be with you on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.